Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. This is day number 5
Woo!
Of Quarantine Radio, and it's been really a bright light in some dark times, not just for us, definitely for our guests, and hopefully for you all out there. Shouts to everybody who has been listening on whatever social platform or watching on YouTube, and just know that we're doing this out of a sense of, for ourselves, trying to reach out and feel some type of community, and I know that it's really resonated out there, and so thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for being a part of this, and we have a really great episode coming up today with Taylor Rooks, who is going to be, I don't know where she's staying right now. I think in the city.
I don't know. I saw her on Instagram Live last night, and I couldn't tell where.
Okay.
Wherever she is, it's a big place.
Got it. Jake One, the producer, he is up in Seattle, which is a real hot spot for the coronavirus. And Joe Mandy, the comedian, who's out there in Los Angeles. And we're really looking forward to all of those. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to know if we had a balcony.
Yes. Which we don't. We live on the first floor.
If we had a balcony.
Yeah.
What song would you sing? What song would you get out on the balcony and like sing to our neighbors?
Man.
Because right now all we can sing to is like the alleyway.
That is true. I don't have one off the top of my head. What's yours?
I mean, first thought, which isn't like the ideal thing.
Yeah.
But I guess like Build Me a Buttercup.
That's, you know, a pretty good one. I might do the Cheers theme song.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know,
a good one.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Da, 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 da. And they're always glad you came.
Yeah, you can't help but sing it, you know? That'd be great.
Wait, do it again.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Bum, bum, bum. And they're always glad you came. Bum, bum, bum. You wanna be there, you can sing. Toes are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Nice.
Yeah. Next time when we do it really for the for the people.
Oh yeah.
We should do it at the right tempo. I think we just rushed it, and man, what an embarrassment. You know?
I regret this entire intro.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Let's call somebody.
I'm going to find his information here.
I feel like I should be doing something to tide people over. But
Which is what?
I don't know. A song or a dance?
No. Oh, do you have one? Do you have a TikTok dance?
2, 3, 4, 7,
hello?
8.
Hey. Yo, what's happening?
Yo, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
I mean, considering that the world is just burning down.
Yeah, but that's like Joe's like favorite thing.
Well, I know. It's very on brand for me. I feel like I'm weirdly equipped to be a part of a pandemic self-quarantine.
Yo, have you been receiving like emails like everything is normal? Like I get – it's crazy. I bought one shelf from Pottery Barn a year ago, and I still get their emails like 3 times a day being like, hey, just checking in. And
yeah, for
like,
that COVID sale.
I'm like, not now. Yeah.
Oh, I like the website. Like every website, I guess, needs to – needs to like make sure everyone knows that they're taking precaution.
Okay, so this has been the disaster that we all thought was coming during the first 3+ years of the Trump presidency.
Sure.
Everybody knew he was an idiot, and they and the Republican Senate and all of his enablers were willing to go through this with him. Are you at all surprised at any of the news that you see on a daily basis where things get worse and worse?
No. I mean, this was always the game of chicken, right? It was like, well, we want to get our judges in, so we'll just slowly crumble into a like very, very idiocracy version of an autocracy.
Did you see McConnell the other day was like telling more judges who were appointed by Bush the second and maybe by Bush the first too, but he was like, yo, now is the time to retire, like let's get
yeah,
this going.
We gotta get our judges in.
Fucked up. Not good.
No, it's not good.
Well, by the way, so we all knew that Trump was going to, like, you know, ruin the country, but did you expect that since your birthday was on Monday that he would be ruining your birthday?
Yeah, man. Well, we saw it coming. Like, Kylie and I, my wife, we were going to go to Mexico City, and pretty early on, she could tell things were going to get bad. So we canceled the trip to Mexico City, and then we invited people over to like a small birthday party, dinner party thing, and then we canceled that. So yeah, I mean,
Did you end up doing anything at like Poppy or Avenue or anything like really like, you know, with a velvet rope?
Yeah, hot LA club that Joe definitely goes to.
Yeah. I mean, the equivalent is I went to John and Vinny's to get takeout and just completely spiraled into thinking everyone around me had coronavirus and was like really just mad at myself for demanding takeout. So we haven't gotten takeout.
Yo, I think that's a time when you sort of like appreciate not living in New York, right? You're not around a zillion people and everyone's like walking outside when it's fucking, you know, 55 degrees.
Yeah, actually, do people walk in LA now aside from the Hasidic Jews who have always been walking in LA?
Yeah. Just that one block on Fairfax. Yeah. Orthodox Jews. I mean, I have to walk my dogs a couple times a day. So I feel like people with dogs are walking around, but like, I've been losing my mind. Like, I went on a 9-mile run yesterday.
Are you a runner like that?
Yeah, I run, but it was like I Am Legend or something. I like I ran down to the Capitol Records building. I didn't see a single person.
Jesus.
It was crazy.
That's
wild.
Can't believe you ran 9 miles.
Yeah, I listen. It's really not healthy. I listen to podcasts on like 2x speed. No. about the coronavirus. So it's just people being like, you know, talking about you know, autoimmune disorders at 2x
speed. Next time you run, can you run with a bat?
Yeah, I should. I mean, that would be smart.
I just like the idea of Joe running 9 miles one way and just being like, oh fuck, like gotta call an Uber.
Yeah, take one of those bird scooters home.
Joe, you like us are Jewish, and I'm sure that your mother is checking in on you. How many times a day do you hear from her?
I'm getting texts, you know, so there I'm getting a lot of check-in texts or like, now other than running, I baked like 4 loaves of bread this week.
Wow.
So my dad's checking in on my bread making. So no, I don't think they're being like maybe compared to your parents, they're being a little more chill. Just, you know, checking in with my bread. If I'm still making bread, that means I'm alive.
And when the bread stops, then it's all
exactly,
over.
Exactly, then it's all over.
Yeah. Is the bread just for you, or are you also giving it to other people?
I actually did drop off a baguette to my friend Noah the other night.
A baguette?
I made way too much bread. So
maybe
Noah,
you should
Noah
run with
got
a baguette instead of a bat.
Yeah.
So
yeah, to just give people bread if they approach me, you know?
So you were early on
TikTok.
Early on TikTok. You were early on getting out of the Twitter universe, right? You were like,
yeah,
yo, this is toxic. I don't want to be a part of this. I don't like the energy. We have not yet gotten to that point, even though I may want to or Jeff may want to. It just ends up where it's like,
well, I like the likes.
This is a daily.
Oh, you like the likes. Yeah.
it's a daily part of, like, you know, joining in everybody's you know, panic and no one has any answers and all that. Do you get your news from another like resource that is as constant or as I guess powerful?
What, like a CBS?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mostly watch Fox News and OAN. OAN's kind of my joint right now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, whatever. I read newspapers and like, there's like good Reddit pages that don't seem moderated by psychos. And but it is funny because like I'm still on Instagram probably way too much than I should. And like, it's just funny how it's very clear. I mean, it's only been what, like 5 or 6 days since people started staying in, and people have like already like completely lost their minds. Like that. Did you see that Imagine thing?
Oh my God. Yes. So
it's like, people don't know what to do with themselves. It's been 5 days and they're doing karaoke for the masses. It's really pathetic.
I watched it and I was like, man, I'm so inspired.
Yeah, to put a gun in my mouth.
We were talking to Wait,
was Kylie more excited about that or about Jhené Aiko's album coming out?
Oh, I mean, I don't think she's aware of either thing.
Maybe she should be on the same Def Jam emails that I'm on. I got an email today from Def Jam.
Tell them that they're taking all precautions for COVID-19.
Well, everybody's washing their hands.
Worse.
When we're pressing our records, yeah.
Worse, it was about Jhené Aiko being on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop podcast.
Oh, dope.
Oh, no.
Wait, that's what you should listen to when you run.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you going to say about Cho?
I was going to say that we were talking to Cho about... I think you said it was Italian, but I think it was actually like in Spain. I think it was in Barcelona. People being out on their balcony with a keyboard and inspiring this like group sing along amongst your neighbors. And Cho was like, I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, I can think of something worse. We have neighbors who they live down the street from us and they're very nice, but we connected because. We're the only two people on the block with Bernie Sanders campaign signs. I don't want to politicize your podcast too much.
Yeah, thank you. Please.
But ever since then, whenever she sees Kylie specifically, she invites Kylie and only Kylie. I don't seem to be invited to a Saturday afternoon drum circle. and so it's very funny. Anytime this woman sees Kylie, the small talk is very short and abrupt, and then the woman just very casually is like, so whatever, just come to the drum circle, you know, for so I think a community Bernie Sanders drum circle might be slightly worse than what was it, the song from Titanic?
Yeah. But wait, what is the COVID policy for a drum circle?
I assume you wear surgical gloves, right?
And you have to be 6 feet apart.
Yeah, just spread the circle.
Yeah, six feet apart. Yeah, you just gotta hit that drum harder, I guess.
Are you binging anything at this point? Are you reading anything good? How do you get your mind off of the craziness?
Well, Babylon Berlin season 3 just dropped, so I've been watching that. That's one of my favorite shows.
What is Babylon?
Babylon Berlin is a German mystery show, I guess. It's like set in...
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't think that there would be like a German comedy that you'd be watching.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes they try to do stuff that's like quote unquote funny, but it's like, you know, it doesn't quite work.
Doesn't land.
No, but it's set in like 1920s Germany. It's like, it's really good. It's like murder mystery type show.
Where is it?
It's on Netflix. It's like, you know, subtitled, but it's like really well done.
We just watched Chernobyl, which was dark.
That's very uplifting.
Yeah. I know. We're like, you know,
2 weeks ago, just when all this stuff started dropping, I like found Contagion and started watching Contagion, and then Kylie walked in just like, come on, man, like, like that's not escapism. You're just like fully diving into what's about to happen.
But that, I mean, like, you follow the worst people on Instagram, I feel like, and have been doing that for a very long time. What is the worst account that you follow right now?
Oh, I mean, the worst is probably my newest obsession is AJ Katz.
Right, you had me following
AJ
her.
AJ Katz, yeah. She is I believe she's the chair of the Manhattan Republican Party. She's the billionaire heiress to the Gristides fortune, LOL. Yes, and I don't know, she's between 17 and 83 years old. I can't quite place how old she is.
Well, she looks weird.
Yeah,
like,
she
not
looks
to like, body shame
she,
somebody, but like she just looks off.
Well, it's like I can't tell what's just natural or what's like the face tuned out of control you know, Instagram filters she lays on everything. So
it's crazy. And like she wears like low cut dresses to literally any event.
But what is her, what's her like prevailing thought during this whole thing?
I don't think she has thoughts.
Yeah. Well, she posts, I guess she is like, she's reminiscing about like meals she had at Nobu and stuff. But she's pretty, it's just cool to see the types of losers and freaks that have like so much access into Trump world. Like, she's literally like, she was at that like Mar-a-Lago party that everyone got.
So dope. Yeah.
Like, she's just like, she's just standing there like 4 feet from the president. It's just like this total like brainless idiot. You know, whatever. Everyone's just like a influencer, and I think it's cool. I support it.
Do you have any sympathy for any of the kids who went down to Miami for spring break and decided to stay out there on the beach?
No, I don't.
I saw someone say yesterday, this is like Darwin right here. It's just like natural selection. Those are the guys.
By the way, I looked up one of their names. So their names are like Brady Sluder. Brayson Taylor or something. Oh. Like, they're all just like their SNL names.
Yeah, man, it's it's just so upsetting that there's no way you can they can be punished, really. You know what I mean? Like, that the thing is, like, they all become vectors and then go out back into the community and it spreads. And
yeah,
it's
that's
like,
the worst.
Like, it's just the fact that it's like this misbehavior, this selfishness is going to end up, you know, possibly hurting me or someone I love just because, like, of this, you know, because they couldn't
break,
not
woo!
Go to, exactly, like, you couldn't not go to Myrtle Beach 1 year.
Daytona.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to spring break?
No.
Wow, and it shows.
I know.
You know?
I did, like, I saw that, is it Tim Scott, right, the former governor of Florida who's now a senator?
Rick Scott.
Yeah. Rick Scott was on, I don't know, like one of the news channels, and he was like yelling through the TV to tell the kids to stop being on the beach. Like, number one, they're going to listen to him, or like...
Yeah, right.
Does COVID spread through the water?
That's a great question. I mean, I know that it spreads from like moisture in your mouth, right?
Yeah, so I mean, it probably must spread like super quick in water, right?
Does it spread through bread?
Oh.
No, you bake. I mean, bread dough, absolutely. I think if you bake the bread, you're fine.
Oh, good. By the way, how excited are you that this is all going to disappear once we get to April?
Oh, yeah. Once it warms up, we'll be fine.
What is the weirdest thing that you found in any Reddit group that you've been in lately?
I don't know.
Because the 5G stuff that Kerry Holson
was
spreading.
Incredible. Yeah.
That was
that
weird.
Might be, that was the top. That's, I haven't,
well, is
like,
it weird
really...
if you agree with it?
Yeah. I mean, I was saying this about 3G.
So, you've been somewhat productive, obviously, with the bread and all that, but you are, you know, still writing while you're inside. Do you feel productive, and do you feel like you're able to get your mind in a different space that it's not just about what's going on in the world today?
I mean, like, I'm in a lucky spot where, like, I was actually already supposed to, like, stay in and write some scripts that are due, so, like, I'm just trying to focus. If anything, this has just been more distracting than usual. I should be able to just, like, focus on that, but I keep opening the newspaper or whatever, and but like I am like lucky enough to have a job that requires me to stay home and write.
By the way, speaking back to the bread thing, because Eric and I watched Conan last night. He uploaded an old clip
of
this
a bread expert.
Named Stephen Kaplan, who you have to watch. Like, it's the most insane thing how much this dude like loves bread.
Okay. Yeah, send it over, man. Wait, which one of you was watching like truck renovations or whatever, restorations?
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
I used to do that. There was a show on Spike when I was in college called Trucks! Exclamation mark. Like, it was like trucks. And it was hosted by a guy named Stacy, and I would just like be so hungover and watch marathons of trucks, and it was like truly like so funny to me because he was really good at restoring cars and trucks, but trucks mostly, obviously. And it would just be like, you know, like watching someone from another planet, because he'd just be like, well, this is a simple welding job. Yeah, just one of those simple welding jobs.
I I get into these things and I'm watching and I'm just like, I don't know what they're talking about, but I have an appreciation that they talk about these things in a vernacular that I don't know. It's like, you know, I don't speak the language, but I appreciate it. And my biggest fear is that now that I've like fallen in love with these YouTube channels, that all of these guys are going to be like MAGA hat wearing Republicans out there in Kansas and Texas and Oklahoma and Florida. And that would be really like depressing for me because it's all that I watch.
I don't know, man. Like, I just did, like, the last thing I did before quarantine was, like, I did shows in, like, rural Louisiana and Birmingham, Alabama, and the shows were, like, good. I mean, there's, like, good. I don't know what people's leanings were, but it made me, like, more hopeful about things in our country. I think people are more, like, poisonous on both sides on the internet, and that like when you actually like go out to the places, like
I'm really surprised by that, because when I would see you post about it when you were, you know, going to each of those cities on Instagram, yeah. I was like, yeah. God damn, like they're gonna run him out of town on a rail.
No, I mean, things got a little dicey in the Louisiana show, I won't lie.
Wait, so people come there not liking you? Like some people.
No, I mean, like,
if you're going to buy tickets, I feel like you better, you know, like the person you're buying tickets for.
I would hope so.
Yeah, but I mean, like, comedy shows are interesting because people just, like, people's lives are such that some people just, like comedy. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, yeah. Oh, there's a comedy show. I'm going to go see comedy.
Yeah, I like to laugh.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you know, people show up having no idea who, like, the comedian, like, especially at, like, comedy clubs, you know? And so... yeah, I mean, there are certainly people at some of these shows that like that one in particular that just like clearly had no idea who I was or what I was about, and it was an interesting night.
What is the weirdest gig you've ever been? I know this is like a very basic question, but like, what's like? I remember we saw Hannibal in like basically a parking lot.
Uh huh.
So like, what's like the weirdest like venue that you've ever had to perform in?
Weirdest venue? I mean, like the show I look back on and laugh the most is John Mulaney and I did a show years and years ago at like some kind of like Princeton alumni event. And like neither of us were anyone. And we showed up and like there was a giant tent set up for us to perform with like easily like 500 seats, and four people sat and watched us do stand up while every single alumni person like huddled as far away from the stage as they could, getting drinks loudly at the bar. And so it was just like John and I just like completely eating shit in this empty tent. So I mean that's the one I think of when you asked me that.
What did you wear?
I mean,
an ascot.
Yeah, no, that was the other thing. We were like, I mean, we just looked like, I mean, that was part of it probably, is that we were just like these like schlubby dudes in like hoodies that like couldn't be, no one could like be seen paying attention to us. We were so like low class.
Like, it just feels like a party down sort of like segment or whatever.
Yeah, man, it was so funny that like we were actively ruining people's night. Like, they wanted to be in the tent, but like they couldn't go in there because comedy was happening.
What is the amount of money that it would take for someone, a promoter, to bring you down to
Uganda
to perform in Uganda right now?
Uganda.
we were just invited to bring Rick Ross to Uganda somehow, so I don't know, we'll talk about
it's
that
a weird
after.
Thing, yeah.
I mean, if you guys are doing, I'll just go with you. I'll open for Rick Ross. I don't need money. You pay my airfare, I'll go to Uganda. I don't give a shit.
Yo, airfare is like $25 to Uganda right now, so.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, this is a cheap date, but I don't know.
By the way, I was thinking about simpler times this morning. I was like, man, when we had the same manager as you about like a decade ago or whatever, and I remember we told you that we were going to leave her, and you had done that previously. And yeah. We had not been able to get in touch with her or whatever. And finally, her assistant called us one day and was just like, hey, I have her on the line. Oh, by the way, she's pregnant. And we were like, oh. What the we had to be like, congratulations.
And by the way,
you're fired. Yeah.
You're right. That's brutal.
Well, Joe, I hope that the writing and the baking and the running are all keeping you in a healthy mind space. And
oh, definitely not.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a real like grim situation.
Yeah, man. And I'm just trying to think of other Beatles songs that I can get going.
Well, you have our number, so hit us up, Austin.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, everybody.
Listen. We're gonna get on the Zoom app and get like 30 of us.
Love to you, Joe. Love to Kylie.
Hey, thanks. You guys too.
And hopefully, you too. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, and if you guys need any tips for like keeping a sourdough starter, let me know. I can hit you up.
All right, Joe. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Yeah. Peace. Bye.
All right. Let's get Jake One on the line. Let's see if this works. Yes.
I feel so good every single time it works.
I know. Thank God.
Hello.
Yo.
What up?
What's up, guys?
What's happening? How are you?
I'm good.
You know, it's funny. Seattle, it's not funny, but Seattle is such a, unfortunately, a hub for this whole thing. And
right.
We wanted to check in on some people up there, and you're the first person that we've spoken to. How has it been being in that city?
I think because it hit the old folks home first, it kind of really made the numbers spiral in a crazy way with all those deaths and stuff. So mm-hmm. It's like probably statistically it just looks worse than maybe what it really is, but it's definitely quiet. I mean, and last week it even really started to happen where you're just not seeing any traffic. You know, they stopped school, I think it was last Thursday. And even like, you know, taking my daughter to school on a Monday, it was taking like half the time of normal. And it's just eerie.
You mean to travel to get there?
Yeah, just no traffic. There's just no people out.
Have you been to like the grocery stores? Have you been to?
Yeah, I've been going to the grocery store every couple of days, and yeah, I mean, it's not empty, but you can definitely like kind of see the like reluctance to be even close to somebody. Like if I see somebody, I'm kind of like, you know, kind of juking them out, and even when I'm walking down the street, I'm like, let me cross the other side of the street because there's not enough. It's so empty that, like, I see somebody a block away, and I'm just going to cross to the other side of the street.
No, totally, like, totally same.
Are you still working
just,
right now?
Just things I'd never thought of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm I don't know. I'm kind of working. Like, I'm always kind of working. Like, I wouldn't say anything about my life is really that different. Like, I'm kind of home most of the day anyway.
Yeah, we sort of felt the same. We were like, oh, we have to set up microphones in our home to do a podcast. Nothing has changed.
Nothing.
Right. It's just, you know, I think when you're like a self-motivating artist, you kind of need to just get out to break up the monotony. So, like, the things I would do, like go play basketball at lunch, I can't do that. Or, you know, I can't go to the coffee shop because that was just the way I would break up the time.
Well, how does the closing of schools affect your life?
I mean, that's really the craziest thing. I mean, I literally just got done, you know, going over some reading. My daughter's like reading and writing work that they sent her. So, yeah, I mean, I'm really doing homeschool. And actually, I'm not gonna lie, it's been kind of fun. Like, it's not like I'm sitting there teaching a lesson at all. But, yeah. But you know, they have these workbooks they're doing, and you know, she's kind of following. My daughter's following the school schedule. She always does. She likes it. So,
are you telling her that like schools are filled with lies, and that are you going like totally anti-establishment at this time?
I mean, to be fair, recess is sort of a myth right now. So
yeah, true.
Recess is like, oh yeah, you can watch the iPad for 20 minutes now. I mean, that's what recess has turned into. You know, she's only in third grade, so it's not like we're doing the Christopher Columbus stuff and you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
That hasn't happened yet. So it's just, you know, it's like, oh, we're working on some simple multiplication and
does any
you
of
know,
it take,
times tables.
Yeah, does any of it take you back to third grade and you're like, oh right, this.
I I'm just really happy that she's not at a point that I don't know the answer.
Yeah, like how good are you at like multiplication?
I'm pretty good at all that, but when she hits algebra, I mean, somebody else is gonna be doing it. It's not gonna be me. I was not good at those things. I mean, it's fun like helping her with writing. That was kind of like my thing, so I was always good at that. So she writes these like outlandish stories every day that I have to like tell her she can't start the sentence with and various things like that. And you're just
I don't know. I feel like
great.
You can start with and like now. There are no more rules.
Oh, right.
Like everything is out the window.
I was just reading a book with her. It was one of her kids' books. And they started hella sentences with and. And I'm thinking, hold on, man. Like you guys are just going against what I feel like that was like a fundamental.
Right. Now
thing
it offends
we
you.
When we were kids.
Now it offends you as a professional educator.
Well, yeah, now that, you know, I'm finding my way into, you know, and it's funny because I always joke that, like, when I fall off, I work at Heart Institute or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm getting a taste of that, you know, with my own child. But, yeah, I mean, the first couple of days, it was kind of like, all right, well, let's just try to keep it normal. We were having our homie over here. They were doing it together. We even did, like, bead making class one day. That was pretty comedy.
Yep.
Wait, you say beat making or bead making? Like you were making bracelets.
Bead making.
I'm still not clear, but
making music or
yeah,
making
yeah,
like
making music. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I sort of wish you were making bracelets. Yeah, no, BFF. Yeah, yeah. All that.
I mean, that'll happen too. That'll definitely. It's not much difference. That happens about as much as making beats around here.
Wait, so now it's going to be like Swiss Beats and like his son who makes beats, who's like, you know, 5 years old or whatever, it's going to be like your daughter is going to get co-production credit with you?
I mean, she's already sang on things, so like this is not new. I'm really trying to get her on something that goes platinum so I could just like get her a plaque just for comedy's sake.
That would be amazing.
But I mean, I'm hoping that happens at some point, but she's also just like, as she's gotten older, I just can't tell her what to do anymore. And bribery is just not as effective as it used to be. Like,
wait, what did you use to bribe her with?
I'll buy you something. You know, I'll buy her a toy. Come in here and sing on this. Because she actually has a good voice. She's pretty good already.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and but, you know, she also, it's like seeing myself again because she wants nothing to do with any music that I like. So, like, just like I was that same way towards my dad. Like, she's just like, yeah, I don't like this.
Well, what if you sample something that she does like?
Yeah, wait, what does she like?
She likes, you know, these, like, the kids' music, like little
Polo
kids.
G.
There's this girl named JoJo Siwa. Are you hip to JoJo Siwa? Do you know
I am
that?
Hip to JoJo Siwa, which is like a very bizarre thing for
wow.
me to say.
Wow.
I'm not like into her deep
to not
cuts.
Have kids. That's strange. That's strange.
I saw her. She did a video. She's like this. Everything is decked out in like every single color. It's just like sensory
yeah.
overload. And she was a gift, I guess. Her presence was a gift to Northwest. So
right,
like
exactly.
They had like a play date where Northwest visited her in her house, and it's like all like My Little Pony, but just like as if it was My Little Pony everywhere.
I don't know any of this. This is all like sort of sensory overload for me right now.
Yeah.
I think JoJo is probably like 15 or 16 now, but she's like one of these kids that started off as a YouTube, you know, personality, and she's just very like girl power. Anyway, she doesn't even have that many songs, like,
but all of them are classics.
Like, well, yeah, I was joking like before she put her album, I was like, man, this is like very similar like before Nas put out Illmatic, like, JoJo drops the album, about to be over. And yeah, I mean, my daughter has let me know multiple times that JoJo has 3 million subscribers on YouTube, and I have like 27,000.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
But now is the time, Jake, to expand your YouTube sort of credibility. You know, you can become a YouTuber yourself. It's really not beyond you.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. Like, I have a call at 12 o'clock about Tuxedo not pushing hard enough on their YouTube.
Yeah, well,
things I'm getting from my manager right now.
I think that it's so being a Jeff and I have spoken at like, you know, elementary schools before, and a lot of these kids are interested in how one gets to be a YouTube content creator.
Yeah, which is like crazy.
For sure.
Like, 'cause like, you know,
it
used to be
like fireman.
Yeah, it used to be fireman, a policeman, you know, whatever.
But I feel like even more.
Everybody wants to be an influencer.
Yeah, but even more considering, like, okay, what's the way to communicate with people and how can I expand my potential while being stuck inside these four walls?
Yeah.
YouTube. Right.
I just sent you a picture of JoJo Siwo, by the way.
All right, I'm going to look at JoJo Siwo right now. Oh.
I went to JoJo's concert. It was probably a year ago. I took my daughter for her birthday. And I paid the most for tickets that I paid for anything ever.
For what kind of seats?
Sporting event. It was like, I don't know, not, maybe 20th row. It wasn't like we were even like really up there.
What would you say? Like, would you say she's like Busta Rhymes?
I would say whatever it is, rapping, singing. It's kind of like Gwen Stefani, Holla Back Girl, like from a 15-year-old, like nonstop with like the worst like production sounds you could imagine.
Wait, could you like?
Right, you want a collaboration?
Yeah, you're like, yo,
I mean,
like
if I did a song with JoJo, I would definitely up my rating around the house for sure.
Jake, when you're standing there, because I assume that it's like, you know, everyone's on their feet at a JoJo concert.
Mm-hmm.
When you are standing there, 20th row, mm-hmm. with your daughter, are you allowing yourself to enjoy what you see on stage? Are you like bobbing your head?
Yeah,
like,
dude, I was actually hyped because I hear the song so much. And just seeing how hyped she was and all the mother kids were, I was like, man, this is nuts. I mean, I don't see that when I go to concerts for, you know, superstars.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's just
JoJo
not the
is
same
a superstar.
Kind of joy. Well, yeah.
Feels like good luck working with her when you're not calling her a superstar. Did you bring a sign?
There was no signs. We, oh man, the JoJo merch game is just fierce too. Like, she was racking it up. Like, she probably got $100 out of me from that too. Like, we bought hella bows and t-shirts. She bought a shirt for her homie. It was nuts. I mean, I will say the highlight of the show is she had some medley, and she had a medley. Somehow they did Tootsie Roll in the medley. This is the 6ix9ine boys.
Yeah,
song,
yeah.
Tootsie Roll.
That absolutely
that,
is. Yeah.
That totally shocked me.
I wish that she did a thing with 6ix9ine.
I mean,
they both got the rainbow hair on.
Sensibilities.
By the way, I can't even imagine going to a concert anymore. Like, that's how crazy. And it's only been like 10 days of sitting inside that I'm already just like, I can't even imagine being around people.
Have you recognized this? And Jeff and I haven't spoken about this, but like in watching,
we don't speak about much, by the way.
In watching,
we only talk on the microphone.
In watching YouTube videos or watching like whatever you're binging through, like some program on HBO or Netflix. Do you guys watch with a different eye now and think like that person is touching their face?
Yes.
Or that person is with. I swear to God, I've been like, oh, that person's too close. Like, step away. You know, sneeze into your elbow. The whole thing.
Yeah. Not that I've seen a lot of people sneezing.
This has been going on really for like what, 2 weeks?
And well, for you guys, like, yeah.
Yeah. So like, it feels like a year has already happened in these 2 weeks. Like every day is like so nutty. You know, I had actually went to Japan with the family. Was it 3 weeks ago?
Wow.
Yeah, end of February.
Wow.
When it was just starting to ring off out there. And, you know, we were a little, I wouldn't say we were a little concerned, but seemed to kind of just be business as usual. And, you know, there's all these, like, things coming out, like, oh, if you're old, don't worry. You know, these kind of things. So I really feel fortunate that we got back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we did, and we weren't out there, like, right now or, you know, whatever. Because who knows what the hell you'd encounter coming back in right now.
Do you have any like part of you that's like a little bit of a hypochondriac where like I think it's very easy to be a hypochondriac in these times where it's just like if you have a headache, you're just like, oh my God, like this is it. Or if you sneeze once or cough once, you're just like, well, like, you know, I better write my will.
I think we all are feeling that way. Even like, you know, I want to say it was 2 weeks ago, my daughter had a fever. And so we took her in, like, man, we want to get her tested because I was like, we had been in Japan. Not that Japan was having cases like China,
right.
Italy, but just, you know, you just want to be safe.
Sure.
We went in. They actually did the test on her, that thing where they put the crazy, like, tube in your nose or whatever. It did not seem like
– This was a doctor,
like,
right?
A pleasant experience. Yeah, it was actually – and well, we went. They had, like, this, like, satellite office – set up, you know, and everybody was all, you know, super like covered up. The doctors had on these wild face masks. It definitely brought the reality of like, oh shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, thank God she just had strep throat and, you know, she got over that quick, but, yeah, man, it's just terrifying. Like, and I'm not really a person that gets worried about things that are out of my control like that, but it just seems like every day it just gets worse.
Yeah. How have you been like passing the time other than just like sitting indoors? Like, are you able to, you know, you live fairly close to the water. Are you able to like go sit by the water? Are you able to, play basketball by yourself? Like what are you doing?
I've just kind of just been going for like a long walk every day or, you know, at least it's actually the other trippy thing is it's super nice out right now, which is not necessarily a March thing.
Yeah.
For Seattle. So it's like damn near 60 degrees and sunny. And yeah, it looks like it's amazing weird outside.
It's,
you know,
weird to experience that, but also to look at Twitter and see that like the most important thing as far as Twitter users are concerned is that it's hashtag first day of spring. You know,
oh, I didn't even see that.
Right. It's like there's nothing else going on. Or if you see like, I don't know, a television program that everyone's watching that ends up trending above like, you know, coronavirus or Trump's an idiot or, you know, the things that are really important. Right.
Well, I mean, everybody's clearly looking for escape. And then, you know, there's just a huge segment of the population. They're just not taking the shit seriously.
Yo.
And unfortunately, it's just this thing where, like, you know, we're just some – America is just full of selfish people. Like, this is just what it is.
Yeah.
Did you see those kids who went down to spring break down in Florida?
Yeah, like, yeah. Are you fucking serious? Like,
well, so I was looking up their names because they're all insane.
The names are insane?
Yeah, so it's, like, Bryson Taylor and
– oh, are they all, like, super waspy?
They're just like, I don't even know what kind of, they're not like family names. It's just like, one guy's name was like,
well, it's not like Apple or like things like that, is it?
No, but they are like similar. They're like SNL type names. They're just like this, like I would never expect somebody to be named this.
Right.
Like Slauson, you know, Jumperstein or something. It's just like, what?
I mean, Florida is going to be Florida, I guess.
Oh my God.
And then, you know, the mixed messages that you get from, like, you know, politicians, even, like, 5 days ago, it's like, they're like, just go do your shit.
Right.
You know, do your regular thing. It's like, all of this is just leading to so much confusion.
Totally. Totally.
We clearly just need to shut shit down for a minute. That's the only answer. And,
so, you know. So the NBA was really a leader in, you know, shutting shit down, right? They were like, we are not going to,
I mean, on the real, that's what hit me. I was like, oh shit, it's sad that like it took that, but that definitely made me like take the whole thing very seriously
for sure. And you are someone who I think out of all of our friends might be, you know, right up there with the most in the NBA, right? Like, really, basketball is a huge part of your life.
Yeah, and I love it. I mean, without, I'm paying attention all the time. Yeah, I don't know what to do without that.
Well, I'm saying, are you watching, like, old games? Ones?
Yeah.
Man, the first couple of days, I'm watching, like, 70s games on YouTube, and I'm just thinking, yo, these guys are trash. It's like, so, I was like, some of these guys playing would not have barely played in college.
Did you see LeBron was watching his own high school games on YouTube?
That's, I mean, why not? Like, he's got to be like, this is crazy. Like,
it is.
Well, I mean, how often does he have a time to sit for 24 hours and do anything?
No, not often, like, whatsoever.
Yeah, usually he's just like sitting around and watching like the new, or listening to the new
JoJo
Siwa and being like, man,
you think it's not coming? He's got what, like a 4-year-old daughter or something? He's about to get whatever the JoJo is of that, you know, the next 2 years. He's about to do one of those crazy videos and go nuts over. It's funny, I've had a couple songs that he played and I was like, oh, where? Yeah, LeBron. And then I'm thinking, he don't even give a shit. This is just like what's playing around him. It's not like he's seeking these things out. But yeah, I've had a couple LeBron dancing moments.
That's awesome.
Where he's danced to like random songs.
Wait, how many points do you think you could get off in off of like a 1970s NBA team?
Well, considering I was like playing basketball like in high school in the early 90s and I was crap, In those days, probably nothing. I mean, it's also like everybody was tall as shit too. You know, if they weren't necessarily, and not that that's changed, but some of just watching some of the centers play that are just like big ass oafs. They can't move, you know, but they're just like good at fighting. They're like just good at pushing people around. That's like a skill.
Yo, you could be great at pushing people around.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, throw another, if I get another foot. Foot and a half. Yeah.
Well, something to work on while you're stuck indoors.
Yeah, let me grow a little bit.
Listen, Jake, we appreciate you. Stay safe out there. Love to you and yours, and we'll be checking in.
Yeah, man. Stay safe, everybody. Stay home.
Yeah, for real. Thanks so much, Jake.
That is the message. All right. Peace, guys.
Take care. We have some friends out there who are listening. Shout out to Justin Fleischer and shout out to Jeremy Corellis. They were listening to Quarantine Radio, whichever episode it was, with Bun B.
Mm-hmm.
I think episode three. And Bun said that he has retired from
smoking weed. Yeah.
Which is news that we're breaking here on Quarantine Radio. Let's try Taylor Rooks right now.
Hello?
Taylor!
What up? Oh my goodness! What a great greeting!
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're also doing well. Where are you?
I am in Nueva York.
Oh, okay, you are. We didn't know if you, like, went home, if you stayed here, if you were trapped somewhere in the middle of the country. You are at home.
No, yeah, I stayed. I thought about going home, and, like, some days I think about, like, renting a car and maybe going home, but for now, I'm here.
Yeah. How have you been getting through all of this?
I mean, honestly, I have no complaints, because I just know for so many people it's, like, legitimately bad, and I really have no complaints. I'm getting through it just fine.
So
even though you have no NBA,
yeah,
I mean, that sucks. It totally sucks. And I'm definitely doing what I can is to be creating content, but it's just like that is so small in the grand scheme of everything that I'm just like, it'll come back. Everything will come back. There's people that are like dying and can't work and don't have money and feel alone and don't know where they're gonna live. Like, so I just feel like for me to complain about not having sports is just so, I don't know. I just feel like I can't.
How have you connected with your family, and how regularly have you spoken with them?
Oh, every day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Well, I noticed that you haven't called us once, which is like wild.
Honestly, I saw in the future and I knew we were going to do this.
There you go.
Thank God, yeah.
Yeah. So you speak to your parents every day.
For the reveal.
Is it a regular, is it a scheduled thing, or is it just like when you feel you should speak with them?
It's more like, I mean, what we're doing constantly, we're like sending each other memes and tweets, and we call. Like, one thing that's been really great about this time is realizing you can't really use time as an excuse. And mm-hmm. I don't mean time as an excuse for other people. I mean, like, as an excuse for yourself, like saying, I have all the time in the world. So if there's something I want to get done, I should do it right now. And really realizing the things that you're putting on hold, you know, and the things that you aren't, kind of shows what means the most to you, just in general.
Yeah. What TV have you been watching?
Okay. Like, I'm a huge, huge, huge TV person. So I have exhausted almost every TV show, which has not been good for my cause, but the one that I have not watched is Narcos. So I've been watching Narcos.
So you hadn't seen any of the seasons?
I hadn't, no. The cartel show that I watch, it's not that well known, but it's really, really good, is 000. It's on Amazon.
Okay. I think it's pronounced 000.
Yeah, it is technically 000. But it's fantastic. So I watched that, but now I'm into Narcos, and it's really good. I mean, Pablo Escobar is such like a crazy historical figure who did a lot of bad things.
He's also a friend of the podcast, so if you could just friend of the
well,
room.
Well, hey, I want to stay alive then.
Yeah.
Are there any programs where you feel like, oh, I was so late to this? Like, a lot of people are now catching up on, you know, obviously like Narcos or like a Westworld. I saw that Jinx was watching that, and some people are watching The Wire for the first time or The Sopranos. Is there anything that's been missing?
If you believe there's people in the world who've never seen The Wire, that honestly like breaks my heart.
That's your favorite show, I know.
Like, how have you never seen The Wire? All this time, every single person should know who Omar and Avon and Marlo and Stringer are.
Oh, so you don't even talk to people who have never seen it.
No, it's like, get away.
Well, by the way, I do know that you like A Handmaid's Tale, and I have not seen that.
Oh, you have to watch that. But that isn't as bad as not watching The Wire. Like, Handmaid's Tale's fairly new. I also think for some people, Handmaid's Tale is like a heavy watch. Mm. But you should watch it. It's very, very good.
Like, especially considering the times.
I got on Game of Thrones really late. I got on Game of Thrones at, like, season 5.
Yeah, how did you get on late when you're friends with Raven?
I know. I know. When I started watching, like, oh, we have to talk about this. But, yeah, I got on that season 5. And honestly, after the last season, I'm like, ugh, why'd I watch this? But no, it was every other season was fantastic.
Has any show disappointed you as much as Game of Thrones?
No. Like, that will go down in history as a show that could have been one of the best ever that was ruined by a season. It's actually insane.
Yeah.
It really is insane.
So, you are living in your apartment right now. There are certainly, you know, grocery stores around you. There are, I guess, restaurants around you that probably do takeout. Are you one way or the other?
Well, it's funny because before this pandemic, all I did was go out to eat. Yeah. I mean, I was always out to eat. But I haven't left my apartment except to go to the grocery store twice in a week. I think 8 days now, actually.
So what is your cuisine of choice?
I've been doing a lot of chicken, but okay. I'm always eating chicken. So chicken, I have a bunch of pasta. I'm big into cereal. I'm a Cap'n Crunch, Honey Bunches of Oats, French Toast Crunch girl.
Well, wait. Sorry to take it back. I'm going to argue about a cereal in a second. But Eric and I went to 3 grocery stores last night. Could not get chicken anywhere.
Yeah.
Where are you getting chicken?
The Gristetti's downtown had chicken. But I also went, I got my chicken like 3 days ago.
Yeah. I feel like
we've plenty.
Yeah, we did a bunch
but you have plenty. Now it just feels like you're rubbing it in. Like we can't, there's no pork, there's nothing but salmon, which we have like a boatload of.
Yeah.
Because it's all there is.
Right, we are swimming in salmon.
Yeah, very
lots
nice.
Lots of salmon.
Lots of salmon.
I mean, salmon is great.
I would trade you some salmon for some chicken.
Are you an Amazon, a loyal Amazon customer? Like, do you get deliveries from them?
I do, but then I just saw how, like, a worker in, I think, Queens,
yeah,
who worked for Amazon has it. I was like, oh gosh, but I love Amazon. Like, I order from it all the time.
So is there anything that you've ordered that you definitely do not need, but you're like, now's the time to get it?
Yeah, like end times, why not?
Honestly, no. Which is surprising for me, but I haven't.
So you
I
haven't,
really haven't.
You
like,
haven't.
Like, I thought about the other day. I was just like, I'm not a video games guy, but I could see myself during this when it's just like you're inside all the time. I'm like, I might just get a video game system. I might get a PS4 or 5. What are we up to? 5?
No, literally. So when I was younger, I was obsessed with the video game Kingdom Hearts. Do you guys remember what that is?
I don't.
I've only seen the commercial.
Okay, so it came out when I was in like maybe 5th, 6th, 7th grade. Like, that's when it was big. And I was obsessed with that game. And I was talking to my sister yesterday and I was like, should I buy a PS2 and buy the PS2 version of Kingdom Hearts just to play? And I'm debating it. So I haven't done that crazy buy yet, but it might be coming.
So Taylor, we've seen you, you know, over the last couple of years at lots of social events around the city. You are a sociable person. How is it living at home and not being around other human beings?
I know, it's so lame because I do love people, but it's forcing everybody to talk and like communicate and really just like discuss things more than what are you doing today, which is what I love. You know, I think it's so important to have meaningful conversations that go just beyond the basic scope of things.
Yeah.
I miss that like human to human, like let's hang out. But I think that there's something a lot more intimate and a lot more special that's happening right now, deciding that you're talking to people that mean something to you and talking about things that mean something to you. So I like it, and I think it's easy to say you like it right now. It hasn't been that long.
Yeah.
But hopefully it stays that way.
Are you, as a fellow content creator, rethinking how you can get your ideas out there in this day and age?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have been doing a lot of FaceTime interviews with guys. I did one with Danny Green and Spencer Dinwiddie. And then yesterday I called Romelu Lukaku, who plays for Inter Milan. So he is in Italy.
Wow.
Yeah. So we did a FaceTime interview. I actually think it came out literally like 3 seconds ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's just, I think that you have to still create content right now, A, because you want to educate people that are in different areas of the world than you about what's going on in different areas of the world than you. I think the world still doesn't stop. You know, these guys are still wondering, okay, what's it going to be like when I have to get back in shape and potentially play in the playoffs or play in the EuroLeague? Like, these are all real questions, and I don't think that news should stop just because we can't leave the house. If anything, this is more of a reason that news has to keep going.
Yeah. What's a way that you are staying active? You did say that you've only been outside the house basically like 2 days or two times.
Two trips, yeah.
Yeah. So like are you working out in your apartment?
Well, let me tell you, I'm about to be tick when this is all over.
Okay.
Because I am eating a whole bunch. No, but I
are you doing it just for the likes?
I also have an exercise bike in my apartment. So I have been trying to do that too. It's like while I'm watching Narcos, I'll get on the bike.
Yeah.
Is it a Peloton where you have somebody yelling at you while you're doing it?
No, it is not Peloton. No way.
So Jeff and I were down in Atlanta for the Red Bull Music Festival back in November, and we were down there for like 2 weeks, and we were staying in this hotel that had a gym with Pelotons, and I had always like laughed it off, right? And then I got on one, and there's someone, you know, like Jeff said, yelling at me to go faster or to go slower or to, you know, and they're playing the right music, and I was like, oh, I could absolutely see all of the benefits to this.
Oh, so you liked it?
I loved it. I was just
Eric made a friend.
I never thought that I would like it, but I am fully on.
Oh, well, so you were pissed when they were getting bashed for that commercial. You're like, hey, you guys.
Yeah, you know Eric.
That is my favorite activity.
Eric was like, she's just misunderstood.
Yeah, protect her at all costs.
Yeah, no, and we have friends now who have been honestly like ordering Pelotons to their homes to do that, but you do not need that. You're fine with just like you, a television screen that's not another person talking to you, and your bike.
Yeah, and the only reason I got the bike is I was sitting here like binge watching a show one day, and I was like,
what show?
I can't remember what it was, honestly, at the time. This was maybe 2 months ago. And I was like, if I'm just sitting here watching a show, I could be watching the show while riding a bike. So then I ordered a bike.
Yeah. I feel like I'm somebody who does love a good nap, but I feel like this entire thing has made me want to nap all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say nap none of the time.
No, I'm like always home, and it's just like, well, 6 o'clock rolls around. It's just like, fuck it. Like, why not?
No, but honestly, these self-isolation naps are some of the best naps I've ever had.
Yeah.
Wow. I have
like,
not...
Like, they are so good.
I have not taken a nap since...
Wow, you're like an idiot. you're missing out on this whole thing.
Yeah, you're doing this all wrong.
Yeah.
Taylor, like, are you sleeping well in general?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, Taylor loves this shit.
No, man, this is... This is, it's a lot on people's shoulders. So like, you know, I get if people are not. So I didn't.
Yeah, no, I'm sleeping well. I'm like, I just think that the best thing for me mentally, just how I operate, is to keep things as normal as possible.
And
so like, I'm already a napper, so I'm going to nap. You know what I mean? I already hate waking up early. So I'm not about to wake up early just because we're in self-isolation, you know? Like, I'm trying to do all the same things that I can when I can. I'm still drinking wine, lots of it. I might have to leave the apartment to get more. That might be my next time that I see the outside. But I'm trying to do everything the same. And
wait, do you FaceTime people when you drink wine so that you're not drinking alone?
Sometimes, actually. I was FaceTiming my friend Chelsea the other day and just like drinking wine. But I also did like Instagram Live for the first real time.
I saw.
And that was fun. Yeah.
It was great.
I was talking to you guys on there.
I told you to come to Brazil.
Like, oh my gosh, I've been up here for an hour. I need to get off. But it was fun.
That's awesome. Okay, are you in the mindset that this is more than a month's worth of
isolation? When do you think this is going to end?
I obviously I'm no expert, but I don't think life will get back to like normal until end of April, maybe early May, but hopefully end of April, like another month and a couple weeks, just because when you look at the way that it progressed in other areas of the world. And yeah. I think that's what I've learned is like, for whatever reason, Americans think they're different than the rest of the world. Like when you can look at a place like China and you can look at a place like Italy mm-hmm. and see how bad it got there and think we'll be fine. That's so dumb.
So mentally, you've prepared yourself where you're like, okay, I'm good for this amount of time.
I don't think it even matters about being like, you can't be mentally prepared to be inside for the next 6 weeks. Like, I think that but like, you know, I imagine that both you and I on this show, you can track how like unhinged we get by the end of this whole thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
But no, I agree. It's like, that's probably the point where I would just rent a car and go home.
Yeah. And you do not have any like new hobbies that you're looking to get into? You're not looking to knit? You're not looking to paint or, you know, write that screenplay or do anything else in this period of time?
I'm not, but I do want to. I'm a big reader and I just have books here that I haven't read yet, you know? So I want to get through all my books that I haven't read. That's for sure.
I mean, when we're in here for the next 8 months, like, you've got the time.
Exactly. I'm like, honestly, I could write a book.
Yeah.
Well,
so maybe I will.
Yeah, why not? Listen, Taylor, I love your positive attitude. I appreciate your positive attitude. So thank you for bringing light to our day.
Yeah, wait, how many bottles of wine have you had today?
Today, only one. I'm just kidding. No, I'm probably going to finish one off tonight, though.
Well, Taylor, be safe out there. We love you, and take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh my gosh, love you too. Come to Brazil.
As always, guys, not for real, for real.
Sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.